Models for Democracy, Revolution and Dramatic Change, or Negotiation and Nearly Imperceptible Change. Two models, 1789 meets 2012. Myanmar looks ahead to what? While the Arab Spring looks back at a mixed record. Democracy's transition game on this Monday, April 2nd. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. And joining me this morning from the political trenches to the anchor chair, reporter Anna Sale is sitting in for Celeste today. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, John.
From itsafreecountry.org, the political website of our station WNYC. Three words for you this hour, Anna: democracy, happiness, and hyacin. Carl Hyacin. We'll be right along a little later on. I'm sure we might figure out something to talk about with Carl. Listeners still talking about the ratings controversy over the documentary Bully and telling their own rules for letting their kids see PG or R-rated movies. Here's Derek on Facebook. I can remember my parents taking me to a few R-rated movies because they knew I could comprehend the complex storylines. That being said, they didn't take away my innocence. If something gory or overtly sexual was happening, I was made to cover my eyes. Of course, I peeked. I'm a boy. Regardless of my shenanigans, says Derek, I think it's okay. It's up to the parents, and sometimes they'll be wrong. But hey, we all make mistakes, and they're not all life and death. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's go right to the headlines.
The UN's peace envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan, is scheduled to give the Security Council a progress report on his efforts today. So far, his attempts to end the crisis have not paid off. And with that in mind, the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and dozens of other countries are now pledging new support for Syrian rebels.
We called for an immediate end to the killing in Syria, and we urged the Joint Special Envoy, Kofi Annan, to set a timetable for next steps.
Secretary of State Clinton represented the U.S. at a meeting Sunday in Istanbul. She said the U.S. will provide satellite communications equipment to the Syrian rebels so they can stay in touch with each other and the outside world. In Myanmar, opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is claiming victory in Sunday's elections for parliament. She says she hopes the country that used to be called Burma will now enter a new era.
It is not so much our triumph as the triumph of the people who have decided that they must be involved in the political process of this country.
Suu Kyi won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991, and she spent 15 years under house arrest. If her victory is confirmed later this week, it will be the first time in a quarter century that she will have been allowed to hold public office.
We'll be taking a look at the history-making events in Myanmar, Burma, as well as the Middle East as we begin this hour. Passenger plane crashed today in Siberia, and nearly a dozen people who were aboard survived. The plane went down shortly after it took off from the city of Tumen. So far, we don't know what caused the crash. At least 32 people were killed. Closer to home, one of the biggest rallies to date has been held in the Trayvon Martin case. It was held yesterday in the teenager's hometown, Miami. Several thousand people called for an arrest in Martin's killing. He was shot and killed in February. The shooter has not been charged. He says, as you know, he acted in self-defense. If you had trouble using a Visa credit card yesterday, you're not alone. Visa says its system was down for about 45 minutes after a computer update failed.
And in sports, it all comes down to tonight. The Kentucky Wildcats will play the Kansas Jayhawks for the College Men's Basketball Championship. Kentucky is looking to win its eighth national title at the Superdome in New Orleans.
And is the huge favorite. It's K versus K tonight.
K versus
K. Are you supporting
K?
Or you're going with K. She's going with K. All right. Checking the markets. Asia is mixed this morning. The futures for Wall Street are down. Europe is also mixed. The Dow gets underway at 13,212. The S&P opens at 1408. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 3,091. Later this hour, best-selling author Carl Hyacin will join us to talk about his new young adult novel, Chomp. It's a great book, but as usual, there's a whole lot of stuff to talk about in his native state of Florida. And coming up on the show, the UN is holding a conference today on how to make the world a happier place, or at least to measure it. We want to hear from you. If you were at the United Nations conference, what would your 20-second pitch be to the audience on how to engineer happiness or how to measure it in your life? How would you make America a happier place just to begin? Tell us what you think. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. But first, let's take a comparison. The Arab Spring, the revolutionary developments, pro-democracy developments in the Arab world, and contrast those with the pro-democracy developments, much more quiet, in Myanmar, maybe just as historic. Two models. We'll compare them in a moment.
Yeah. NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.